You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
This winter, Leeds Playhouse are hosting a festive favourite with a regional twist. To find out more about the new production of A Christmas Carol, I'm joined now by actor Amy Forrest. Amy, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, tell us a bit about the production, Amy. It's a bit of a reframing of the classic tale.
So the production is set in Yorkshire, and it's all about the mill industry and all the characters. Most of the characters work in the mill, and so it's very much rooted in that. It's a magical production. It's still got lovely Christmas elements in it. It's not such a, because we all know A Christmas Carol to be such a dark tale, but it has got some lightness in it. There are some dancing baubles, which I'm sure if you've come across the production, many people are very, very excited about the dancing baubles. The production is very inclusive. It has integrated BSL. So there's like two languages in the play. So there's BSL and spoken English and SSE. And it's very much, it's absolutely brilliantly audio described as well. And it really does bring the magic to life. Dan did an amazing job at audio describing it. So for everyone, so all of the listeners on RNIB, it's a fantastic production to come to. In terms of inclusivity and access. And it's just a joy to be a part of, to work with so many actors from lots of walks of life, deaf, disabled, neurodivergent actors. Yeah, it's just been an absolute privilege and pleasure, and I've just loved every moment.
The production has been running since November. What's the response been like from audiences?
The audiences have been absolutely wonderful. We've had packed audiences and they've absolutely loved it. There's been a few standing ovations happening, which was nice. And there's been a lot of tears as well at the end of the production. So when we're doing the bows, we get to see the audience a bit more. And it's really kind of touched people in ways I don't think they would have realised. So, for instance, my dad came to see the show and it caught him off guard when he started crying at the end because, as we all know, Scrooge is a bit of a miser and he's very unhappy in his life and he's very miserable and he's not very kind. And to see the transition of and the story arc that Reese and the director, Amy Leach, have come up with of Scrooge, it's beautifully done. And I think that's why, you know, people cry at the end because it makes them feel emotional and makes them maybe think about their own lives. And it's been really well received and got 4 and 5 star reviews, which has just been fantastic. So
are the challenges that come as a vision impaired actor like yourself working in theatre, what's that experience like?
Well, in this particular production, well, in every production I've done, really, I mean, every theatre, every TV job I've done, they've been incredibly helpful. It's been really good in terms of access. So with this particular production, the way that Amy Leach works is we did like a discussion in the rehearsals, right at the beginning of rehearsals, in terms of access and what people need. So from the very get-go, I was able to say about my visual impairment. So I've got colobomia. And I can't see out of one of my eyes and I can't see down. And lighting's difficult for me. So if it's dark backstage, it's very difficult. But in this particular production, I suppose the challenges have been mainly backstage, I would say, because obviously it's a little bit darker backstage. Other challenges are the dancing. So it is like a musical. There's lots of singing and dancing in this show. It's not just a play. And in terms of spacing on the stage is something I've had to navigate as a visually impaired actor. And when we were doing the choreography, just like in any production really, but particularly in this one, we made sure I knew exactly, you know, where I was, where everybody else was. So there was no chance of me bumping into anybody. And everybody was well aware of my visual impairment. So they knew that in a rehearsal room if I bumped into them. It wasn't because I was being rude or clumsy. It's because I can't see them. So they're not in my field of vision. But yeah, it was, I guess that was the challenge. Is it being a musical and you know, the choreography brilliantly done by EJ, you know, made us able to navigate the space really well for everybody, really.
And as we mentioned earlier, as well as being an entertaining show, A Christmas Carol is also very accessible with audio description available on every performance, BSL interpretation and captions for others. How important is it, do you think, Amy, for theatre performances to be as accessible as possible?
Oh, wow. I mean, it should absolutely be 100% accessible as possible. It's so important because it's for everybody to come and enjoy theatre. And I mean, Leeds Playhouse is just fantastic at that. I mean, we've got dementia-friendly performance coming up. We've got relaxed performances. We've got obviously the BSL performances and captioned. And the audio description that's there all the time is just magic. And Dan really brings it to life, and Esther really bring it to life. And it's because theatre is, it's for everybody, and everywhere should do this. You know, we need the funding. So all theatres, because I'm sure some theatres can't afford to do this amount of inclusivity in their productions, and everywhere should have this, and every audience member should have access to storytelling and theatre. So yeah, it's very, very important, yeah, for everybody.
And there are touch tours available as well before some of the performances. Are there any props or costumes from A Christmas Carol that you think audiences would like to get up close to?
So I know that costumes, and I think a bit of the set will be in the touch tour. And also, I'm hoping, I don't know, because I've not done one yet. I'm hoping, you know, that I can normally be there with everybody and be the, and say I'm the voice of this or whatever. But it is already on the audio description, so maybe we won't be. But I always like to do that because it's really nice to meet other visually impaired or VIP people is what I like to say. And they say, oh, you're a VIP too. So it's always really nice when you meet other people who are visually impaired and you're like, yeah, I'm in this production and I'm also visually impaired. And it's really empowering and exciting. They're like, oh, brilliant. And you know, someone who's visually impaired is in the show, and it's lovely how excited people get. Because it just shows you know, access is the key, really. And that's the key for me to do my job.
Well, A Christmas Carol is at Leeds Playhouse until the 17th of January. To book your tickets, head to www.leedsplayhouse.org.uk. But for now, Amy Forrest, we wish you the best of luck for the remaining performances, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope some of your listeners come and see this fantastic production. It's going to be, it's magic, and it's, yeah, it's not one to be missed. I think, yeah, get yourselves down there.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.